Paul, is it fair to say you guys did everything you could tonight but get the end result?
Yeah, that's the painful part of this one is the, you know, beyond effort. We played a hell of a game for, on any given night, that's a fine game. And I think it's 9-16 for us, and a couple of time zone changes to play as hard as we did tonight and then lose, that's a painful one for sure.
That as it went on, that playoff intensity.
Yeah, it felt like that. You know, there was good energy in the building, and then both teams kind of feeling each other out in the first, and then it got real physical, real fast. A lot of really smart hockey, pucks deep when they were supposed to, and it became a heavy contest. And I man, that's as hard as we've played. I don't know, but we've got to be in the high 30s for even strength shots. We didn't give up a whole heck of a lot here tonight. There's to a man, you know, they played hard. They gave everything they had.
What did you guys do so well to keep them to right around 20 shots through 60 minutes?
Oh, there wasn't any easy ice for them or for us for that matter. You had to take it, and I thought we did. Like, hard gap game, everybody competing on every play, every shift. We got rolling pretty good there in that second, and I don't think we came off it for the rest of the night. We got in on heavy on the forecheck and lots of zone time and some great saves by both goaltenders for sure.
Best power play. I mean, what makes them so difficult to try to contain?
Hand skills at the end. You know, like, there's two plays there that we've been able to get clears on. You know, on the first one, we scrum that to the corner. I mean, we've stopped them at the line twice by that time, so we're feeling good and just couldn't get a handle on that puck. And the same thing happened on the second one. Their hand skills take over and they peel it off the wall, get it out to the point, and find a shot tip in front. So yeah, I mean, they've got three or four, but certainly two world-class dynamic players.
Is this a game, Paul? You guys had the Boston game out of the break where you played a hell of a game and didn't get a result, but you guys went on a nice run after that using that similar template. So can you kind of sell this in the same way?
You know what? They'll come to the rink in a couple of days feeling confident in their game, and they should. It's going to sting. This one will hurt for a little while.
All that nice stuff said. How do you like the first? Kyle was saying it's kind of a repeat of the sluggish first in some ways.
Yeah, I don't know that it would be respectful enough of the two lineups to say that. Shots are even. They got a power play goal. They had a little better in the chances, but like we shouldn't. We go out and play three periods of that. That'd be a lot to ask. 51 shots in the Edmonton Oilers with the two lineups that we put on the ice. That might be a bit much.
On the Nugent Hopkins goal, Paul, that was out of a TV timeout and then off a draw, but just, how did you see that play sort of develop?
I think everybody in that bench worked their ass off tonight, so to single any one guy out for a mistake made, I'm not comfortable doing it. I get it's pro sport, so I'll leave it to you and not fight you on it. Just we had a bit of a turnover there, and you know, they made a good shot.
You said a while back already that this stretch drive here, rebounding from tough losses, it's going to be almost like a playoff series. How big an example of that is this?
Right on. I mean, you're angry with yourself if you don't come out with your best, but you're exceptionally frustrated when you play the way we did and you lose a hockey game because you know the stakes. But the next one's going to get played. The puck's going to drop, and you should be a hockey team coming into that one knowing that your game's right.
You're pretty aware of what happened to the other teams heading into this in your area of the standings, you think?
We know, yeah. That's the advantage of playing on the West Coast. You get to see all the games before the puck drops in yours.
Do you expect Patrick to be available Tuesday?
I don't have an answer for you yet. I don't know.
Any update on Josh?
No, they're both day-to-day.
Your goalie today?
Yeah, it was outstanding, right? There was no... Both goaltenders had to be fantastic.